This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The epitaph for McDonald's has been written many times in the past couple of years. Stories about how nobody wanted what they were offering. We're all watching our diets. And how are they going to make money with a dollar menu anyway? Yeah, well, it shows what we all know. The turnaround effort at the Golden Arches is gaining some momentum. Sales at established U.S. stores jumped almost 6% at the end of last year, the best quarter for the company in nearly 4 years. All-day breakfast helped, yes, because Egg Muffin, but the company says it's still going to be a little while before turnaround becomes growth. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at some of the challenges McDonald's still faces.
The all-day Egg McMuffin has been a pretty good thing for McDonald's so far.
It exceeded our launch expectations.
That's Chief Executive Steve Easterbrook speaking on a conference call today. Easterbrook took the reins last spring after a couple years of worsening sales in the U.S. He's championed all-day breakfast, but also better food quality and accuracy and speed at the drive-thru, which had been rough spots.
All-day breakfast is understandably a more of a headline grabber, but we believe that building these other platforms of growth on top of that will keep us competitive in the marketplace.
McDonald's stock price went up on today's earnings news, but restaurant consultant Aaron Allen is skeptical of McDonald's path. He says franchisee sentiment is low, the menu at the Golden Arches is too sprawling, and fast food hamburger joints are not in a great spot.
U.S. hamburger consumption per capita is not increasing.
Plus, the fast food industry in general is going through changes. Here's restaurant industry analyst Bonnie Riggs at the NPD Group.
The millennials, who were the heaviest users of quick service places, have cut back dramatically on visiting restaurants.
Jefferies analyst Andy Barish says that does pose questions for McDonald's future.
Whether or not they can, you know, connect with this next generation of millennials and continue the performance, you know, medium to longer term is, you know, that's a question I don't think anyone can answer.
But for now, Barish says McDonald's is moving in the right direction. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.